Chapter 2. I didn't even have to ask Eileen to turn on the projection screen in front of us, because the moment the three pings sounded in the cellar, my beautiful android immediately fired up the CDS screen so we could all see exactly what was going on.
Shouldn't we get changed?
Elizabeth demanded as she jumped to her feet.
You said it's something big, right?
One ping is a minor crime, two is slightly bigger, and three means... something major is about to go down.
So what are we waiting for?
First, let's see what we're dealing with. Then we'll see whether or not we need to go out into the field. As the image on the projection screen came into focus, Elizabeth turned back around to face it, but she crossed her arms over her chest and huffed. The black-haired superheroine was used to rushing into a fight, so it had been a challenge to keep her out of sight since we came back to Pinnacle City. Still, if we wanted to defeat Optimo, we would have to keep our presence here secret for a little bit longer. The image on the screen now was clearly security camera footage of one of the biggest banks in downtown Pinnacle City. Nothing in particular stood out on the footage, as a normal crowd of people streamed past the front steps up to the bank, and a few people walked up the stairs to enter through the massive doors. The screen switched camera views, so now we were inside the bank itself. But still, nothing really seemed off. It looked like business as usual for late morning, and the same thing was true when the screen flipped to the camera outside the bank vault itself. But if my CDS had detected that some major crime was about to go down, I knew that its prediction had to be correct. The real question was exactly when the crime was going to happen.
So, what are we looking at, like a bank job? I guess it's a lot of money, but does that count as a super major crime?
It does, if it looks like people might get killed. Eileen, pull up the predictive analytics and overlay them on top of the camera footage. As soon as my android pulled up what I asked for, I narrowed my eyes as my gaze ran over the details of the predicted crime. My CDS had analyzed traffic patterns and had facial recognition technology, both in cameras around the bank and elsewhere in the city, to predict that there was a group of half a dozen assholes who planned to rob the bank with the use of hostages. Based on the stores that these people had gone to and the weapons that they had acquired, as well as their individual rap sheets, my CDS also predicted that their planned bank job would go badly, and that most, if not all, of their hostages would end up dead within a few hours. It looks like we need to head out after all. Elizabeth's turquoise eyes glittered with excitement, but I quickly shook my head. You can change into something else to leave the house, I said as I let my gaze wander down to her cleavage that was barely hidden by her silken robe. But don't change into your suit. We're only going as civilian.
But you saw the analytics. It says a lot of people are going to die.
A lot of people might die. But we can't let the wardens know that we're here. And you can bet that Optimo and some of the other wardens will show up to try to manage the situation.
I sure as hell hope they'll be able to get it under control.
I know you just want to help, but we've got to keep our eyes on the bigger prize here.
Optimo.
Norma murmured. Yup, I said with a nod. Fucking Optimo is our target, not anybody else.
I'm sure the wardens will be able to do something about it, right? I know they kind of tend to cause a lot of collateral damage, and sometimes they accidentally hurt the civilians that they're supposed to protect, but I guess they're better than nothing.
That leads me to the second reason that I want to show up as civilians. Sure, it'll help us stay off the warden's radar, but I also want to see the CDS in action.
The Pinnacle City Police got the alert at the same time that we did.
Norma told Elizabeth.
And since it's a major alert, they should already have units on their way, so they'll be in place whenever these assholes try anything. Then let's go make sure of it.
Eileen, you stay here, I said as I pushed myself up from the couch. We'll be back as soon as the police have things all wrapped up.
I will begin to order materials for the synthetic DNA.
Perfect. I'm sure he won't be long. As soon as the four of us headed upstairs, Elizabeth and I quickly changed into street clothes, while Penumbra grabbed a hooded sweatshirt to pull over herself, along with oversized glasses to try to hide her identity. When we all met in the garage, I saw that Norma hadn't changed at all, but she just shrugged.
Nobody ever notices me anyway,
my mousy assistant said with a shrug. I wanted to tell her that was only because she never noticed herself. But Norma would have to figure that part out for herself one of these days. Instead, I just hopped into the driver's seat of the minivan that I used to get around whenever I wanted to drive under the radar. Elizabeth called shotgun, so Penumbra and Norma both piled into the back of the soccer mom vehicle just before I peeled out of the garage and down my massive driveway. As Eileen remotely pulled up our destination on my GPS, my superpowered girlfriend shifted uncomfortably in the seat beside me. I could tell that it didn't feel right for her to be dressed in sleek jeans and a hoodie for disguise, when she wanted to wear my dark supersuit that I had especially designed for her. And I knew that she hated the fact that she would have to sit on the sidelines of whatever was about to happen, but it would be worth it when we finally put down Optimo once and for all. Because as soon as we put down Optimo, the rest of the wardens would be sure to follow him. In fact, the whole warden organization would crumble without their main superhero, and that was exactly what I wanted. The wardens had controlled the superhero game for too long, and they didn't give a fuck about the civilians that they were supposed to protect. All they cared about was politics and ratings. And in the meantime, if people got hurt or killed because of their superheroes, then that was okay, just as long as it was good for ratings. So the wardens' corp would exceed the last quarter's profits. I didn't have anything against superheroes as a whole. After all, I had surrounded myself with badass, superpowered women. But they didn't give a shit about how many followers or likes they got on Supergram, just like they didn't give a fuck about the politics of a situation. They just wanted to help make the world a better and safer place. But as long as the Warden's organization existed, those corporate assholes would make it impossible for real heroes like Dynamo to get anything done.
Do you think the Wardens are on their way?
Penumbra chirped from the back seat. If they're smart, they will be. I would like to know if they've used my criminal diagnostic system at all while I've been gone, or if the cops have been the only ones to actually use my technology.
It could go either way. The Wardens definitely want their good ratings to continue, so they might use it to make sure they don't miss anything important. On the other hand, Optimo and the other supers think they're so much better than everyone else that they might act like they don't need your technology, Miles.
We'll find out soon enough, I said with a shrug.
I still just think it's amazing that you developed such a complete system. I don't think there's any other city in the country that has this kind of surveillance database, much less with these kind of analytics built in.
You're close. But there's actually not another city in the whole world that has this kind of technology. At least not yet.
Do you want to expand it to the rest of the country?
Why not? I shrugged. For one thing, that'll turn a nice profit for me, but more importantly, cops and supers who actually give a damn about civilians will be able to do something to prevent crime, not just to arrest the criminals after it happens.
That could protect a lot of people.
It will. No doubt about that. When we arrived at the next street over from the bank, I immediately pulled my minivan into a space on the side of the road and then turned off the engine. If I had been the Shadow Knight, I would have pulled straight up to the future crime scene in my armored tank, turned around the corner on two wheels, and then parked straight in front of the bank, just to let the criminals know who was boss. Or if I was Optimo, I would have flown in and landed right in front of the steps, just as the news crew showed up. But I most definitely wasn't Optimo, and I sure as hell wasn't Dan Slade. I liked fast cars and armored tanks as much as the next guy, but I was much more interested in stealth when it came to an operation like this. Nobody would look twice at a soccer mom van, so it allowed me to drive anywhere I wanted to in the city. And I didn't have to worry about the wardens or news crews who might catch me out in public, as either evil genius or as Miles Nelson, self-made billionaire playboy.
Where should we go to watch it from? I don't see anything happening yet, or at least I can't see anything from here.
There's a shopping center across the street. Let's go pretend to do some window shopping, and then as soon as shit goes down, a crowd will form outside, just like it always does, and we'll be able to slip in and see what happens. Just keep your sunglasses on, and don't stay in one spot for too long.
You got it, boss.
Norma said as she opened the side door. Oh, and one more thing, I said, and then twisted around in my seat to look back at Penumbra. Make sure you don't accidentally start to float up in the air when you're not paying attention.
I'll be careful.
We left the van on the side street, wandered over to the shopping center across the road, and pretended to look at the window displays, along with a number of other midday shoppers. It was easy to blend into the crowd, but I made sure to glance over my shoulder every so often to check on the situation with the bank across the street. Only a few minutes passed before it was the exact time that my CDS had predicted for the crime. And sure enough, a big windowless van pulled up on the side of the road just a few seconds later. Six men in ski masks spilled out of the van, waved some assault rifles around in the air, and then raced up the front steps toward the main bank entrance. Of course, all the people in the area screamed and ran toward the bank to see what was going to happen, other than a few who had the good sense to run in the opposite direction. That was one thing I never understood about people. They never wanted anything bad to happen to themselves, but whenever something bad was about to happen to someone else, they couldn't get to the scene fast enough. Then again, maybe that was just because they all hoped that Optimo would show up so they could get their own personal pictures of him to cherish forever, because these poor saps didn't know what we did. They didn't know that Optimo would have murdered his own mother if it meant he would have gotten better ratings or more sponsorship deals, so the smug asshole definitely didn't give a shit about any civilian strangers. Still, at least people were predictable. So the four of us were instantly able to move toward the bank to see what was about to happen. I expected a few minutes to pass, as things really started to get underway inside the bank, but when I felt my phone buzz with an alert, I pulled it out and saw that Eileen had just started to stream the live camera footage from inside the bank. The six-armed robbers were all on their knees inside the bank. They had thrown their weapons off to the side and put their hands on the backs of their head, just as an entire SWAT team moved forward to surround them and cuff them inside the bank. At the same time, half a dozen cop cars all suddenly shrieked into view in front of the bank. While their lights flashed and their sirens blared, two dozen police officers jumped out of their cars, aimed their guns at the front doors of the bank, and waited to make sure that their fellow officers came out safely.
Oh my God!
Elizabeth said as she slipped her arm into mine and saw the footage on my phone.
It really worked.
Of course it did, I said with a smirk. I'm just glad that the cops were paying attention when the alert came in.
But how?
Penumbra bit her lip.
How did they get here so fast? And how did the SWAT team get inside fast enough to stop them? I think the SWAT team was already in position. They must have gotten the alert, moved out, and set up camp in the bank, so the robbers would walk right into their trap. Oh, that's amazing. I guess these guys out here are just backup.
As I slipped my phone back into my pocket, the front doors of the bank opened, and the SWAT team marched out with the six handcuffed robbers in tow. The crowd cheered and whistled, while the officers outside all lowered their weapons and helped the SWAT team load the ski-masked assholes into the back of the squad cars. The cops gave a little wave to the crowd, as if to tell them that everything was fine now, and I grinned at how uncomfortable the police officers all seemed with all the attention. They deserved it, but they sure as hell weren't used to it. Normally all the attention was on Optimo or the other wardens, so the cops never got any of the attention or credit they deserved. People were so busy trying to take pictures of the superheroes that they forgot all about the officers that their own tax dollars actually paid to keep their streets safe. Just as the cops began to push the last ski-masked asshole into a squad car, the air thundered with a sonic clap, and then Optimo appeared out of the blue. He plunged toward the ground right in front of the bank steps, and he hit the pavement like a fucking asteroid that instantly formed a deep crater that would probably cost a few grand to fix. As Optimo straightened up, the crowd went fucking wild for him, and the superhero gave them exactly what they wanted. Optimo puffed his spandex-suited chest out, ran his fingers back through his thick hair, and then flexed one arm after the other. Every time he flexed one arm, he kissed his bicep, and then pointed to someone in the crowd with a wink. And the crowd fucking ate it up. But even though the smug superhero's cape whipped all around him in the wind, it wasn't enough to block out the cops who had just finished putting the last robber in the back of a squad car. The police officers glanced at each other and shrugged, but a few of them rolled their eyes and the members of the SWAT team holstered their weapons, just so they could cross their arms over their chests and glare at Optimo.
Are people really this stupid? Don't they know he just fucked up the street with that man-sized pothole? Their taxes will have to pay for that repair, and who knows how long it'll take. And in the meantime, everybody will just have to swerve around it, or hope it doesn't throw their tires out of alignment when they drive over it. Why can't he just walk up to the scene like a normal person? He must have seen that this wasn't an emergency situation anymore.
Because he's Optimo, I said with a shrug. He's always got to do things in the most dramatic and destructive way possible.
It's ridiculous. Optimo didn't even do anything, but they all still act like he just saved them all from certain death.
Not the people who were inside the bank, I said with a nod. They know who really saved their asses today. The three women followed my nod, so they all saw what I had noticed. While the crowd all squealed and took photos of Optimo, the workers and customers inside the bank all filed down the steps with the rest of the SWAT team, and every single one of them hugged or shook the officers' hands. They knew that Optimo hadn't saved them today, but instead it had been the cops who had actually done their jobs, instead of posing for Supergram and sponsorships. Then, right on time, the news vans showed up. Most of the news vans went straight for Optimo, of course, but this time there were actually several that headed toward the police officers first. No, this should be good, I said, and started to move through the crowd to get the best viewpoint. When I had found a good position for us, we were still hidden in the middle of the crowd, but the SWAT van stood between us and Optimo's direct line of sight. We could still hear him and see him if we leaned forward a little, but now there was no chance that Optimo would see us as he posed for pictures. Actually, I think we can split up. I want to hear what the cops tell the news outlets, too.
I'll go take a listen. Me too. We'll be right back.
After the two beautiful superheroines left to go watch the cops speak to the reporters, Norma and I leaned forward to listen when the news camera crews all started to record Optimo.
Optimo!
Optimo!
The reporters all shouted over each other.
Optimo, you tell us what happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened,
the smug superhero said as he placed his hands on his hips.
What happened here today, folks, is that democracy won the day.
That doesn't even make sense,
Norma said as the crowd went wild.
This was an attempted bank robbery, not a fucking government overthrow.
We showed those bank robbers that you don't mess with the home of the free,
Optimo continued.
And you sure as hell don't mess with the home of the brave. Let's hear it for our brave men and women in uniform, yeah?
But when the lead superhero of the Wardens turned to gesture toward all the cops behind him, Optimo suddenly noticed that some of the other news stations had gathered around the cops and members of the SWAT team instead of himself. Instantly, a flash of fury fell over his face like a fucking thundercloud. But almost as soon as his fists clenched and his jawline tightened, he turned back toward the crowd with a smile.
For our brave men and women in uniform,
Optimo said again, and this time he added a few half-hearted claps of his own at the end.
Oh, somebody isn't happy that every single spotlight isn't on him. Must be so hard for him.
My phone buzzed again, so I pulled it out and saw that it was a notification from Penumbra. It just said, come here, followed by about 20 different smiley face emojis. I rolled my eyes, but grabbed Norma by the hand and pulled her through the crowd. I had seen enough of Optimo for now, and I was curious what Penumbra wanted us to hear. When we reached the other two women over by the rest of the news crews, I noticed that my mousy assistant's face was about 10 different shades of red, so I dropped her hand before her skin burned right off from embarrassment.
You gotta hear this.
I pushed forward through the crowd of people, just as one of the SWAT team members started to talk again. That's exactly what I'm saying, the SWAT officer told the reporter. The CDS is really what saved the day. I'm just glad that we were able to use it.
For those at home who might not know what the CDS is, could you tell us a little about it?
The reporter asked. It's the criminal diagnostic system. Basically, it lets us predict where a crime is going to happen before it actually happens, so we can get to the location before the criminals do. And then if they try something, we'll be there to stop them.
And that's what you think saved everyone here today?
Oh, damn right I do! Excuse my language. But yes, absolutely.
If Miles Nelson hadn't invented the CDS, we could have lost a lot of lives today.
You heard it here first.
The reporter said as she turned back toward her camera.
The CDS, once again hard at work for the citizens of Pinnacle City.
I saw Optimo turn around, and I knew that he had heard what the reporter said, and I had to force myself not to laugh in his face. The smug superhero had clenched his fists again so tightly that I thought his muscles might rip right through the ridiculously tight spandex of his costume. But he was able to relax and smile again before his rage totally consumed him. This time, anyway. I knew that we could have watched everything from the comfort of my mansion, but I had wanted to get out and see it for myself. Plus, I had really wanted to see Optimo in person, just to get a feel for him. It had been a while since I'd seen him in the flesh, and I was curious if he would seem any more unhinged than he had the last time I saw him. But Optimo wasn't really a self-reflective kind of guy, so he was still the exact same smug son of a bitch that he'd always been. Oh well, that sure as hell made my job easier. But before we actually took out Optimo, we still had a lot of preparations to make. So once we hopped back into the minivan, I drove us right back toward the mansion. After we rejoined Eileen in the cellar, she informed us what news we missed and the status of the various projects I'd assigned her.
There's just one thing that I still really don't get,
Penumbra said as she flopped down into one of the leather chairs in the cellar.
I know that Optimo was, like, not a great guy, but, like, shouldn't he still have been happy that the bad guys were taken care of and that no civilians got killed?
Nope. Not a chance. If Optimo or the other wardens had been the ones to save the day, then maybe they would have been happy. But
somehow I still doubt that. The wardens hate the CDS because they didn't invent it themselves. And I think we all know that Optimo would never have just waited inside the bank and quietly taken the robbers into custody. Yeah, that's not really his style.
He needs something a lot flashier, with more explosions and more cameras around to film him. So the fact that the cops saved everyone today before Optimo even showed up, well, it doesn't make the warden's corp look good.
Or even needed. It made Optimo look pretty damn incompetent, actually, and it definitely made him seem unnecessary. And if Optimo is unnecessary, so is the entire warden's corp organization. I bet anything that their stock price will drop after the news today.
There is a possibility that it is even more serious than that,
Eileen said as she strode over to join us by the couches.
Creator, I have those reports that you asked for about the Warden's Corporation's numbers.
Pull them up on the screen so we can all see them. As soon as the numbers appeared on the projection screen, I grinned and settled back into the cushions of the couch. This was already going better than I had planned, and I hadn't made any of my real moves yet, other than the fact that the whole city now relied on my CDS, of course.
You might have to interpret some of these numbers for us, Miles. What exactly are we looking at here?
Oh, don't worry too much about the details, I said with a smirk. Basically, the Warden's Corp's bottom line is really hurting. Stock prices are down, investor confidence is low, and it looks like they're pretty desperate to recover some faith from the public.
Is this all because of your CDS?
All statistics seem to indicate yes,
Eileen said.
The CDS is the only factor that could have caused such a significant change in the Warden's Corp's numbers. Cities that have purchased the CDS from Miles have reduced or not renewed their contracts with the Wardens, and that majorly affects their revenues.
That's incredible! Do you think we might really shut the Wardens down for good? Like the whole organization?
That's the plan. We'll have to take down Optimo, obviously, but without him, the entire corporation should crumble pretty easily.
And good riddance when it does. The whole superheroes for hire system is fucked up anyway, and it needs to be torn down. It's too corrupt.
I couldn't agree with you more. I want the Warden's Corp to go completely out of business, and I want to make sure that they run into the ground so thoroughly that no other corporate bigwigs ever try to build something like it again.
There is one other factor that may be interesting to you, Creator,
Eileen said.
It's about the Warden's contract with Pinnacle City.
Oh, that sounds promising, I said with a grin. Lay it on me.
I do not have a piece of paper to lay on you,
Eileen replied.
If you give me one.
I just mean tell me your information. I cut her off. What about the Warden's contract?
It's up for renewal next year,
my beautiful android replied.
It also happens to be the single biggest contract in their revenue.
Oh, that's even better.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, it just means that it might be even easier to tear down the Warden's Corp than we thought. The Wardens are going to be really on edge since their contract is up for renewal. And if what happened at the bank today starts to become a trend, then Pinnacle City may start to think that they don't need to pay the Wardens to protect them after all.
It would look like they could be replaced, and that would be very bad for their business. Gotcha. So basically, your CDS will keep making the Wardens look incompetent, and at the same time will go after Optimo to bring him down. And then between those two factors, the whole organization should collapse.
Something like that. But it'll probably take a little bit more effort on our part than just taking down Optimo.
How so?
Look, most of the Wardens aren't bad people, right?
No, definitely not. Some of them are pretty shitty, but a lot of the Wardens really do want to help people. That's the whole reason they got into the superhero for hire business, because they thought that was the best way to make a difference. Like you did? Well, yeah. It was only after I joined the Wardens that I started to figure out how corrupt they are, and how they don't actually care about anything but their profit margins.
Well, then it's lucky for you that I came along.
I can't argue with that.
Elizabeth said with a smile.
After all, you're the one who showed me that there was a better way to help people, and that sometimes the bad guys don't deserve a second chance.
Damn straight. Now, if we can just get most of the Wardens to see the truth of the matter, then we would really be able to make some progress.
Perhaps we do not need to get them completely on board,
Eileen said.
Perhaps we only need to keep them out of it and away from the center of the action.
Yeah, that would work too. Ideally, I'd like to get some of the Wardens on board with our plans, but I'd definitely be happy if they just stayed the fuck out of our way while we take down Optimo and the head assholes of the corporation.
I can already tell you that some of the Wardens won't get out of the way or get on board, so we'll need a plan to deal with them at some point. You mean the superheroes who also happen to be major shareholders in the Wardens Corp, right? Yup. Optimo's just one of them, but Killer Kitten is a major shareholder, too. So I doubt she would just stand by while Wardens Corp crumbles around her ears.
Who else? Based on your time with the Wardens, who else do we really need to watch out for?
Other than Killer Kitten and Optimo.
Elizabeth tilted her head to the side and brushed her long black hair out of her face.
The only other really big shareholder that I know about is the Streak.
I almost forgot about that guy. I know he's supposed to be the fastest man alive, but you would think that they could have come up with a better name.
You mean a name that doesn't make him sound like he's about to run bare-ass naked across the football field? Yeah, I feel like the marketing team really phoned that one in. Besides, he doesn't even run. He just teleports from one place to another, so that technically makes him the fastest man alive. But yeah, he'll more than likely become a problem for us. So the plan is that we work on Optimo's DNA and then find a way to splice it into yours, Miles. The Wardens Corp will continue to tank thanks to the CDS, and while it keeps going down the toilet, we'll go after Optimo, Killer Kitten, the Streak, and any other supers who stand in our way. Does that basically sum it up?
Yup. Except I would just add one part. We're not just going to make their organization take a dive on the stock market. I want to make damn sure that the whole structure is fucked from top to bottom. And that means I need a list of all the guys at the top.
You mean not the supers?
Nope. I just want a list of the regular civilians who just happen to run the largest superheroes for hire corporation in the world. President, CEO, CFO, basically whoever has the real power.
What are you going to do with them?
Oh, I think you already know. I said with a smirk. I'm going to kill them.